Welcome to Textination. Joining us is Andrew Einaudi, the CEO of a company called Caavo, C-A-A-V-O. First off, a little background about Caavo, what you do.
So we build a product called Control Center, and Control Center is a universal remote control with a smart hub that you connect all your TV-connected devices to, and we can control it with the remote control, with your voice. You can search across all your devices and services.
So it's sort of, there are companies building cable boxes or satellite boxes designed to do some of that, but a lot of us are using more than one thing to watch TV today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we see this explosion in amazing content, explosion in apps, great game consoles, great streaming devices, satellite receivers, DVD players, all connected to these beautiful screens in our houses. And we wanted to make it really easy to access all of that with one remote or the remotes that you already have.
And it's not, basically. In most households today, it's kind of a mess trying to be able to watch different services. So describe for us, step us through the user experience and setting this up and making use of what you're offering.
Absolutely. So you basically, when you get Control Center, you bring it home, you disconnect all the devices that are connected to your TV, you plug them in Control Center, we automatically detect what you've connected, so Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, game console, streaming box, whatever. We auto detect what you've connected and set it up for control. So out of the gate, we give you one remote control with a voice that can control all of those devices seamlessly.
And how many devices can you control?
You can connect up to four devices to a Control Center. And then one connection goes out to your TV. If you have an audio video receiver, you can connect it to your audio video receiver. So you control the four devices, the streaming devices, the set-top box, game console, plus your TV, plus your sound system with one remote.
Wow. A big relief for a lot of people. And I guess what they're wondering is how difficult the setup is. Do you have to be looking up all kinds of codes and things
There's absolutely no code lookup. So we auto-detect what you've connected and then figure out the best way to control that device. So we'll auto-discover, oh, this is a Roku. We can control it this way and that way, the other thing. We make it really easy to set it up. And then we also, once a user set up all their devices, they tell us about the services that they like to watch. So their Hulu, Netflix, HBO, Showtime, all the services that they like. With that information, we know your content universe. So we know all the content that you can watch. So you can do one search with voice. So I could search for Seinfeld. I could search for ABC. I could search for Roku. And we would know how to take that action and do the right thing.
And would you give me options then screens? Do you want to watch Seinfeld on Hulu? You want to watch him here and there or whatever?
Yeah, so we'll show you where a given show or movie is available. We'll also search across live TV, so we'll tell you what's playing right now. We'll tell you what's on your DVR if you have recordings on your DVR that map to the what you're searching for. If you just want to watch CNN, you could say watch CNN, and we'll no matter what state the box is in, it will take you to CNN on your given pay TV box.
So how did this come about?
So I've worked in TV tech for a long time, in startups, worked on Slingbox, early stages of Sling TV, worked on Xbox One, and we really saw this sort of world where there's all these devices and silos that are not talking to each other, and it's making it harder and harder for consumers to watch TV on the best screen in their house and for everybody in the family to access that content, right? And in a shared household, you have kids who might want to watch YouTube. You have, you know, the 20-year-olds who might want to watch Hulu or Netflix. You have older folks in your house who might just want to watch live TV. How do we create a solution that really embraces all of those? And one of the things that we did when we first created Control Center was we said, you know what? Don't throw away your remote controls. All of those remote controls should still work. They should never challenge the state of the system. We should never leave you in a bad state. So you might want to use Control Center to search across all your devices. The babysitter might just want to pick up a Fire TV remote and press a button. We'll automatically turn the TV on and take you to your Fire TV.
Very interesting. Now, tell us how the pricing works. Is it hardware and subscription?
That's correct. So we sell it in retail at Best Buy nationwide, also online. And you pay $99 for Control Center, and then there's a service plan, which is $2 a month, $20 a year, or $60 lifetime.
Very interesting. So, so that lifetime option gives people, say, I'm going to pay this once and never have this to worry about again. Tell us, I guess you're competing against, to some extent, like the Logitech Harmony world. So tell us, for those who wonder how different you are, it sounds like there are some big differences.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think with other universal remote controls, and we're certainly much more than that, they give you the ability to navigate and control a device. But we give you actual search across all of your devices and services and voice control. So that's really where the game changes, because people want to watch a movie. They might want to watch a show. They might want to watch a channel. They might want to watch a device or play a game. And we make all of those intents come true.
Is there anything out there in this universe that, that you can't control or work with yet?
Well, certainly we control all of these different devices with a variety of different protocols. So infrared control, you know, is the sort of common standard, but there's IP control, Bluetooth control. We also have machine vision so that we can actually navigate the boxes on your behalf. So we can control pretty much everything. There's some devices, like you might plug in a computer, we're not going to be steering the mouse around on your computer. But if you just want to access that computer, you just can switch that input very easily.
Very cool. For more information on what you're doing, where can people go?
So go to Caavo.com, C-A-A-V-O.com. Full information about our product videos, tutorials about how to set it up, how to use the product, how it works. Also, go to your local Best Buy, see the product in the streaming aisle as one way to really synergize, harmonize all of the devices that you have in your household.
And are you adding new things to it, or what can we look for on your roadmap?
So we are adding things all the time. We just recently added a bunch of IoT support, right? So in addition to being able to use your original device remotes, you can also use Alexa, you can use Google Home, you can also use your mobile phone. So if you have an iPhone or an Android phone that you might want to AirPlay or Chromecast, that will allow you to control center. But also, if you have a doorbell, let's say a Ring doorbell or a Nest Cam, you can link that up to control center, get alerts when someone's at the door. You could turn on your Philips Hue lights. So there's a lot of like IoT integrations that are now available. And with a big, beautiful display in your house, this is often the easiest way to turn off the lights.
Right, instead of picking up a phone, if you have the TV on in front of you, you're already there.
Yep.
Terrific. And again, it's C-A-A-V-O. Andrew Einaudi, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Now this. How many companies out there have continued to innovate when it comes to building a better radio? I'm Fred Fishkin, host of Textonation, and I'm here to tell you about the new CC SkyWave SSB radio from the wonderful people at Sea Crane. Bob and his crew really love radio, and it shows in this new compact model that is packed with features. Beyond great AM and FM reception and sound, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world, listen to ham radio operators, aviation, and more. It's the radio you'll turn to every day, and in emergencies. It will run for nearly 3 days on just two AA batteries. Pair the sleep timer with the new Soft Speaker 3, and you've got the perfect radio for your nightstand. Of course, it can wake you up too. Click on Seacrane at Textonation.com and put in the code Textonation for a free flashlight with your order. They love radio, and you'll love Seacrane.